Welcome. This is the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. This is September 11th, 2015. And this is the open session of our meeting. I am Lydia Berzon, the chair of the committee. And we will, have we ever introduced ourselves on the call? I know not everyone is here, but well, I guess when we call roll, they find out. And Adriana, maybe you can say which station everyone's from.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
He said he was going to be absent.
John F. Coburn, KPFA.
Janet Coburn is present.
Thank you. Lydia Brasson, KPFK.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Here.
Robert Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Janet Coleman, WBAI.
Here.
Celine Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Jim Brown, WPFW. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Absent.
Present. Janet Lane, you are... We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Let's move on to timekeeper. A volunteer to be the timekeeper for the items. Okay, I'll try to keep an eye on the clock. Okay, then let's move on to agenda approval. And I'd like to add one more item. I should update everyone on the resume situation, which I'd like to add after the minutes approval. Is there any objection?
I have, Janet Kay, I have a question.
Sure.
So what about the number of applicants we will interview? Is that something that we should talk about? The number of applicants this committee.
That comes under process for the selection of the interviewers.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. And any other amendments to the agenda? Any objections? Oh, it's in. Somebody's going to move to approve it? Can someone move to approve it other than me?
So moved. Janet, yeah. J. Coburn.
I second whoever came in first there.
And can someone second it?
I did, Janet.
No need for a second in committee.
Okay. And then any objections? Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to minutes approval. Would anyone like to move to approve the minutes?
Janet Kay, I move to approve the wonderful minutes that Adriana has produced.
Yes, thank you very much, even with color highlighted words.
Right.
it really does make it easier. It makes those changes pop. A second? Oh, you said we don't need second in committee? Okay, any objections to approving the minutes? Okay, good. We're saving time on these items, especially if I had we'll have more time for the discussion. So my update is that we only have about another half a dozen resumes, which I'll send you. And I haven't decided how I'm going to do this. I may send you, well, you can tell me how you want it. I can either send you or upload the resumes of those additional candidates or you can wait until I select and put on a Word document and then do it, which would delay it a little bit. And that might happen until Sunday or Monday. But the resumes I would be able to send you tonight or upload tonight, hopefully. So you tell me. Hello? Is that someone trying to get on the stack?
Jana Kay, question?
Sure.
Or I'm not clear on what the distinction is between the two options you presented.
Well, the option would be if you're anxious to read these, like for the weekend, I can upload the resumes.
To
the same place.
Okay.
But if you want to wait until Monday or Sunday or Monday, then you can have the cover letter, because in this particular batch, because of where we have everybody included their cover letter in the text of the email as opposed to a separate document that I could download and simply save and then upload to the Pacifica doc.
Coburn, sort of either way, but I would like to see both, so I guess Monday is fine with me.
So you'd rather see both at the same time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, I think it could be Sunday, actually, but it won't be tomorrow. But anyway, okay, and then what else? That's about that, is that I do plan to then expand the search, even though, you know, it hasn't been a lot of resumes, but we've had some quality resumes. And so I'm pleased with that. But we really should have a larger pool to choose from, or at least to demonstrate that we, did an across-the-board reach for candidates. Okay, so I will do that, and I'll keep you updated on that. Okay, so now I think we can go right into the discussion on the and selection of candidates. Now, let me caution everyone.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. The process. I'm skipping. Sorry, looking at the wrong agenda. Looking at the wrong agenda. Everyone, calm down. Deanna, did you find the questions?
I just sent it to you.
Oh, you just sent it to me? Okay.
I'm sorry. Lydia, may I have the floor? I'd like to speak to the reposting or the continued posting.
Oh, okay.
So I would, there's this company, it's not a commercial for them, I don't know anything about them, but ZipRecruiter.com that's advertised here in New York, where they claim you can just post your resume once and they send it to hundreds of job sites for you. And there's a free 30-day trial. I think I had sent you the URL, but that may be a good place to post the ad. If their report is true, then there should be rather wide dissemination of the ad.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll look into who they are. Some of these things have, you know, hidden costs. But I'll look into that. In the past, I've got to say that in the past, when we had actually considerably more in our piggy bank, that we researched a number of headhunters opposed to the kind of advertising we're doing now. And it really did seem to be quite prohibitive that we didn't even have that discussion this time. Deanna, for some reason I can't open your attachment. Oh, now, never mind. Oh, no, I just keep the dinging.
Okay, I will send now to everybody. Okay, give me a second.
Okay, maybe just inside the email. Okay. Thank you, Serene. I will look into that. and look for that. So now we are going to look at the questions, and also, and we can do this while we all get the questions. So let's just reverse these two and set the next meeting. And the next meeting, I propose, be both for interviews and so executive session only. Any objections?
Are those two particular dates there, 16th and 17th? Because I don't
know. No, I just threw those out as a starter thing. I mean, we need to look at the calendar and see when.
Oh, so will you say what the dates you're thinking about are?
Yeah, and you know, maybe I should do that later, and I'll tell you why. Because there's part of the process is that we record the interviews on the system. So it doesn't mean everyone has to attend. Everyone can attend, but it's not necessary at all in terms of the interviews. For example, at KPFK, we would have two people asking the questions. They would be the only two people on interviewing. And so what we all we did was reserve for the interviews. And however, the last time we were on the PMB CFO search, they were actually committee meetings. And if someone was not in attendance, they can always go back and listen to the audio. So we don't have to have everyone on, but everyone should try to be on. I mean, it's helpful. And then we can discuss the process and see. And that. So let's do the setting of the meetings after we decide how we want to have that process. That makes no sense. Okay, so let's get into the process. So the candidates for the first interview, who they are, will be discussed and selected only in executive session. So that's not what this conversation is. It's the process without names and without the specific candidate. And so so we need to determine various aspects of it. And everyone can chime in on everything that's on the agenda. If you don't have the agenda before me, let me read some of my recommended topics. One is the process and selection for interviewers, so whether that's going to be one person or two people, as we've done in recent history. How many candidates do we want to interview per session? And then the interviews will be recorded, and they will be added to the PMB doc depository. So the same place you went to get your resumes, that's where you go to click on the audio for the interview, should you miss it or want to listen to it again. Do we want a standard evaluation form for us to fill out for each candidate? And Do we want to evaluate them immediately following the interview? So these are just starter questions. Anybody can propose other questions that you have regarding the process.
Point of information, Lydia, are these meetings screened in some way? Like, are they visual? Is it on Skype, or how do we see the people?
No, we don't
hear.
Well, they're only audio. I think when we get to the PMB portion, we can ask if the PMB wants to Skype them. But as you'll recall, because I think you were on the committee for the ED, and that whole Skyping thing did not work for
right. No, it didn't.
No, it was interesting. One person sent their photograph, but in most instances, you know, it's not prohibited. Certainly our former HR consultant would Google each of these candidates, and very often, you know, you can see who they are there if that's what you want to do. But anyway, so there you go. So. Okay, anyone else with any questions about some of the topics that we can address or have any thoughts on the issue? Okay. Well, then let's move along. So how many candidates do we want to interview per session? I can tell you that most of the interviews last no more than, I've never been in one that lasted more than 45 minutes, and most of them are less. But I don't know what people think, if we can do two or three.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
Yeah, I think for the ED interviews, we did three, if I recall correctly, in each session. So that would work for me.
Okay, any other thoughts?
What did she say? I'm sorry, Janet, could you repeat that?
Just
she's recommending three.
Go ahead.
Three per night. Three, yes. The number three, 1, 2, 3. Janet? See? Did you hear?
Yes,
us?
Three.
Yeah.
I don't know which Janet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts on that?
It's a long night.
Excuse me, this is Benito.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I got cut off, so I don't know. I just got back on, so I don't know where we are.
How many candidates do we want to interview in one session, two or three?
Janet Kay.
And I heard talk of 45 minutes.
Yeah, Janet said three. Janet Kay.
I think we can do three.
May
okay.
I talk again about it?
Okay.
Well, depending, it also depends on how many we choose to interview. So, you know, let's say if there are only three total, then that would be just one meeting. But if there are more, you know, then it would be more than one meeting.
Okay. Okay, so we think we can do three. Is there any objection to interviewing three? I personally think I can go with three. I think two is good depending on whether we want to have a conversation afterward about the interviews, in which case that makes the meeting that much longer. But so I don't know if we want to do that or we want to just limit it to the interview. That's another question. Any
question?
Benito to the stack.
Okay. But I heard someone else too?
Serene.
Okay. Serene and Benito.
How long are these sessions going to be? 45 minutes?
Well, they vary. I personally have not known them to go longer than 45 minutes. They usually go 30 or 35 because our list of questions are basically the ones we've been using, both that we use here at KPFK and that we've used on the ED search. So,
yeah, I would say two is plenty. I would vote for no more than two per night.
Okay.
Point of that question.
Sure.
Question. How many finalists have we agreed on? I thought we all provided four, and you're expecting some additional resumes, right? How many finalists are we expecting?
Well, we haven't decided. We'll do that in executive session.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But. Judging from people's choices, we minimally have, I would say, three, but at least three, and possibly five on the list or six. So that's where we are. So, you know, we definitely have enough to get started with the interviews.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So can someone, Janet Kay, you want to make yours a motion then since we have enough
So, all right, what I was saying about three, is that what you're asking for a motion?
Yeah, well, so we can vote.
Yeah, I move that we interview a maximum of three per session.
Okay. All those...
I second that.
Okay.
I move to amend.
I'm sorry. Pardon?
I move to amend.
Oh, yes. Okay. Go ahead, Shereen.
Two per night.
Okay. So let's vote on the amendment. Are there no more amendments?
I couldn't hear. What was the amendment?
What is the amendment?
For two. Two instead of three.
What?
Oh, she wants it. She's changing it. She wants it to be two people a night. The other amendment is three people a night.
Yep, that's correct. So we're first going to vote on two. So if you think it should be two, vote yes. If you think it should be three, vote no on the first. Benito? What's going on with Benito? Benito? You are next on the stack. Are you still there? Benito, we can't hear you.
I think we just lost him.
Okay.
Okay, so let's take a vote on two for the night for a session.
Okay.
Tonight, you
first one is for two. The first one is for two, right?
That's correct. That's the amendment.
Okay. Janet Clark?
Janet,
so are we going to motivate or?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, what is your vote, Janet C?
Oh, I vote, I want three, so I think I'm voting no.
Lydia, I was asking whether I could motivate my amendment.
Oh, okay, go ahead and motivate. Sorry.
Okay. So we've done, multiple interviews per night. I think it's useful to discuss, while everything's really, really fresh, to discuss each candidate. And I just don't think that we can do a good job of spending 3 hours on the phone doing interviews and then discussing each interview as we go along. So I was limited to two. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Call the roll again, Adriana.
Janet Cobram?
I pass.
Okay. Lydia Brachan?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casnet Bautier. Robert Mark? Robert Mark?
We probably lost him.
Yes. Janet Coleman?
What is this, two or three?
This is for two.
It really doesn't matter to me. I can live with both ways of doing it. So I guess I abstain in that case.
Okay. Janine Roberts?
Yes.
Jean Brown. Benito Diaz. Okay. Let me go back to Janet Cobran.
Abstain.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 yes. CMOs, one abstention. The motion passed.
No, there were two abstentions.
I'm sorry.
Adriana.
I'm sorry, yes. Two
both
abstentions.
Janet.
Yes, both Janet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. 4-0-2.
Okay. And can we agree that we will try to schedule the East Coast candidate first so it's not so late for them? Is that reasonable?
Yep.
If we have any.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
I move that we schedule the East Coast candidates first.
Thank you. Any objection?
It's not an objection. I just think maybe we can reword it that we offer the East Coast candidates the earlier times because maybe not everybody wants it.
Okay. Those who are on East Coast time, Eastern time. Any objection? Thank you. Okay. So then, interviews, we didn't done that. Interviews would be recorded. How many people do we want interviewing the candidate? Do we want to have, again, as we've done on the beat in recent history and also at KPSK, we did this, where we have two people, one taking turns with another person. So every other question was asked by someone.
Right.
I think that worked well the last time we did it.
How many were on the committee? Six?
Pardon?
Seven people?
Where?
I'm just trying to see how many people are on the committee. That were
on this committee?
11.
There's
11.
11?
We are 11 members.
11, okay. And we're saying how many people will be two questioners and the rest of us watch or something like that?
Yeah, what we did last time is we had the same two questioners the whole time.
Right.
I don't necessarily favor that. In that instance, I think we always had the chair. We did that at KPSK, so we always had the chair, and then we had a second person, and so we rotate those. We can do it however we choose to, and that's why we're having this discussion.
Okay.
Serene for the staff?
Sorry, Dean? Is that Serene?
Yes.
Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I actually think it's good to have the same two people do it because that way we can be more assured that the questions will be delivered in pretty much the same tone to each person. The other thing we did last time was we had two questioners, but we had one answerer, if that's such a title, someone who would then answer questions from the candidate if the candidate needed additional information or clarification about something. So we also need to identify, we don't necessarily have to identify that person now, but we should determine whether or not we want such a person. I would move that we do.
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay, go ahead.
Okay, so I sort of kind of agree with what Serene just said. I'm trying to remember what Serene just said, but I'm trying to remember Can you hear me now?
It's not that you're soft, it's just that you're going in and out.
I'll try my best to. Can you hear me?
No.
All right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
But it's kind of staticky. Is there...
I'll probably have to hang up and call back, but I'll try to say what I wanted to say and see where it goes.
Okay,
and that is that we had two interview things. One was the personnel committee, and the other was the whole PNB. And I don't remember whether we had an answerer within the personnel committee. I know, we did have within the PNB.
Qualifies one person to be an answerer for all questions?
Anyway, I'm going to hang up and call back.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, hello, Janet?
Which one?
Janet.
Okay, Janet Kay, you're okay now.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, so Yes, I think for whatever reasons we decided to do that on the PMB, we did not do it on the personnel committee. So for now, I don't think we have to have a designated answerer. But we need to decide who we want to have as the interviewer and the second person. We should also have an alternate in case the person doesn't show up. But, I mean, you know, things happen. And I think it would be nice to have male and female complement each other. That's just me.
Well, are you allowed to volunteer? I volunteer.
Okay. Any other nominees for...
I'm just running...
As I am an interviewer and can be totally dispassionate.
Lydia, may I?
Who's trying to...
Oops. Sorry. Need to know... I'm wondering whether we absolutely need to decide that now, because the number of people who may be interested in doing it are not on the call. So is that something we could just settle by email?
Yes, we could do that by email as well. Okay, so does everybody have the questions from Adriana?
Yes.
Lydia.
Yes.
Justin, I'm the faithful cat.
I can't hear you. You're sexy. Pardon?
I sent an email just now adding the question number 14 that I forgot to add to the first list.
Okay, I see.
I believe that probably 13 is the one that should replace number 8. But, well, I don't know. You tell me.
Yes, I think.
No, what? Number 13 was...
No, sorry.
Okay. It's a separate question. So
We don't have any rewarding for that one.
For what one?
8.
No, we decided to just keep it.
We moved to postpone the rewarding that of this question. That is what we vote on, and we never did. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think that we did. I think that ultimately we decide on non-traditional environment. Does anybody remember?
This is Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember because I was in Chicago and when I was taking the call, and I was doing my objection to that non-traditional environment phrase.
Well, this was all done in open session, so it'll be on the recording. So Adriana, can you just double check that? Or I don't know, did you do these off of the recording or your notes?
Yes. Yeah, I do it with my notes, but I can check the recordings, yes.
Okay, if you can check that recording, see what we actually did.
Sure.
And then resend it. Okay, so this is, then you have motion to postpone the rewarding until the foundation receives the new recommendations from the auditors.
I know that in August 14, that's what we passed, what is there. Postponing the rewarding of that question. But, well.
Oh, I see. Okay, hold on a second. Oh, that took the place of that question.
What question? Took the place
that
of what
I was
question?
Saying. Okay.
Yes, it took the place of waiting, when we were discussing waiting for until we got the information from the auditors. And instead, we replaced it, as I recall, with...
No.
With... No?
No. No.
Can you refer to question numbers? It would be helpful.
Well, because the
you
whole point
Denise.
Is number 14 replacing number 8. No, number, I'm sorry, replacing number 10. Is everyone looking at that?
Yeah, but that wasn't the way that we did it, okay?
Okay.
Jana K.
Okay, Jana K.
From the notes that I see from Adriana, number 8 was voted to postpone the rewording of that question. When it
of
comes
which
to number 8.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we're not
postponed.
But
number 14, I don't know what that. But I'm fine with replacing 8 with 14. But I don't
no,
know. If,
not, no, that's not the. That's not what's on the table. What's on the table is not number 8. It's number 10. Number 8. She's going to go back and listen to the audio to see what we did.
Right. Sorry. So I'm fine with replacing number 10 with number 14.
Yes, I agree.
So I move to
okay.
replace number 10 with number 14.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I agree with that one. Anyone object to that? Okay. So the new number 10 will be, what has your experience been with nonprofit audits and tax filing? And we are striking number 10. Okay, that's progress. Okay. And so we only have one question that Adriana is going to look up, which is number 8. Or anyone else can listen to it. It's on the stream. And then we'll be done because my... what I would like to do is to be able to send this to our HR consultants to look over. And then the other thing is that I noticed that I've been getting, I thought they were advertisements, they were actually from Holman, with do these little HR tidbits and recommendations, just general, like little newsletters on specific topics. So I'll just forward those all to you. They're not all applicable to what we're doing. Most of them are not, as a matter of fact. But one of them was, it did have, although I was confused as to whether it was evaluation questions, but then it referred to interviews, so it may have been somewhat applicable. We might want to add something to our process. But anyway, I think this is a good... set of questions, and the only thing I wanted to review, because I think, did we ask anything about their management style? I don't see it here.
No.
I would like for someone to propose that we add something about how would you describe your management style, and this would be the reason. That you can have a CFO who is accustomed to having a large staff and is not necessarily, so someone who presides rather than someone who would roll up their sleeves when somebody drops the ball and get in there and just do bookkeeper work if necessary in order to get stuff done. So I think, you know, that is one way to look at it. I noticed at least one person, you know, referred to that about themselves, and or at least be, are you hands-on or, you know, or not. So we don't have to give them any tips about it, but let's see how they view themselves in terms of their management style.
Janet Case?
Okay, Janet.
I move that we add question number 14 to be, how would you describe your management style?
Okay.
Second.
Any objection? Okay. wow, this is going well.
Janet K to the stack?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so I kind of have divided the questions into three categories. One being like a broader global kind of question, another a more detailed question, and the third a more personal question. And so these are the ones that I have put into my category of more global questions. Number 1, 5, 8, 10, and 14. The more detailed questions are 7 and 9, and the remaining, which would be 2, 3, 4, 6, 11, 12, and 13, more personal, like when would you be available, those kinds of things. So I'm thinking that it would be good to categorize these and maybe ask global questions first, detailed questions second, and personal questions third.
Okay, I thought we had discussed this before, and that there was, I remember that there was a discussion about that it might be good, and I can't remember who spoke to that, if it was Robert or who it was. Someone spoke to how it would probably be better to mix it up and not have it in a category or order. I think we discussed that early on.
It was me.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah,
perfect.
Because it really, I mean, you cannot predict the flow of these questions. Each one is going to have a different impact, and I don't think I don't think you can actually shape them. It's the response of the person that's going to shape the flow of the question. So I don't think it is brain surgery to try to arrange them in any special way.
Okay, I actually agree, probably for different reasons. I want to see their agility.
Yeah.
Mental agility in
yeah.
In switching from one aspect to another, just about when they're getting comfortable with something.
Right.
Going to ask them, throw them a softball. And so to me, that makes for a more interesting interview. And we also see how they react to something impromptu, because everything in Pacifica is very much of that ilk, for one thing. But anyway, that's just my thought. Anyone else have a preference?
Angel, I think it makes sense to mix them up.
Okay, did you want to make this into a motion, Janet, or you want to just leave it? It's up to you.
Which Janet?
Janet K.
Well, Janet C. I thought Janet...
Oh, well, I wanted to do it differently. I would deliver the questions at random. I move that ask the questions at random.
Yeah, no, they're already kind of mixed up. It was
right.
Janet K.
Whatever way we have them.
Yeah. So, Janet K., do you want to reorganize the questions into categories, and do you want to make that into a motion?
Well, it looks like it wouldn't, even if I did make it into a motion, it wouldn't fly. So, I'm fine with mixing it up.
Okay. That's
so,
good.
Sort of, more or less. But.
Okay. So that's that. And let me see, what else do we have? Okay, so I think we... Sure, Benito, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, there's a happy medium, you know, I'm sure, that we can provide, we can order, there's some questions might make sense to do in one after the other. But then switch it up and then come back to it. So, I mean, we have to, I don't think we should be strict one way or the other. Or go to any extreme.
Okay, now, just to be clear, and I don't know if this is what you were addressing, you cannot switch up how you ask the questions between, from one candidate to the other. So that's why
of course not. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm simply saying, we have to have, yeah, you're right, we have to have a pat, order of questions that I'm saying. I mean, we have to ask everybody the same questions in the same order. But
right. We
can ask two or three, what I was trying to say is we can ask two or three questions along the same vein on the same subject, then switch up to catch people by surprise and then come back to it 10 questions later or three questions later or whatever case is.
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay.
So I'm looking specifically at questions 11 and 12, and I would think those would be at least the last two questions. 11 is, if you were hired, when could you start? And then 12 is, do you have any questions of us?
But yeah. Now, I think, do you have any questions of us should be the last question.
Yeah.
But in terms of the other one, they're going to expect us to ask that at the end, and I think that's one of those questions that you ask in the middle or wherever it is. But do you have any questions of us? They're not going to know till the end of the whole thing. So I think that anybody have any other comments on the issue?
No, I agree with that, though. Lydia's idea to just keep it like a ball going back and forth so that it's lively and they get energized and so do we.
Yeah. Then I should replace 12 and 14, right?
Let me switch back to that. Flipping back and forth.
Yeah. Do you have any question of us? That's the last one.
Yes, that should be the last one.
Okay.
And... Okay, Benito, go ahead.
I was just going to ask because I got knocked off again and just got back on about 3 or 4 minutes ago. You're discussing, is that the questionnaire document that you're discussing that Ariana sent out a little while ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then, and I think that our item about setting the meeting, these are all going to be in executive session, so I think maybe we could do that in executive session. Any objections to that? Because we're past our time of adjournment.
Well, Janet
Kay,
sorry.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Just a question about moving what was number 12, I think, to become 14. Instead of just swapping them, can we just move that question to the end and then make the what was 13-12 and 14-13? Just move the other two up.
Yeah, so it would be 10 is what has your experience been with nonprofit audits and tax filings? 11 is if you were hired, could you start? 12 is what is your experience preparing budgets and working with multi-divisional integrated budgets? 13 is how would you describe your management style? 14 is do you have any questions of us?
Right.
Yes, I have it just like that.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so we are going to adjourn because we're past time and I'm a terrible timekeeper. So we're going to go into executive session.
Bye.
Everybody. Okay.
Did we decide on the next meeting, sir?
No, that's what I said.
Okay, sorry.
Executive session, it's an executive.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.